Skies, yep. And that was Denise Vasquez. You ought to check her out. That's from her album, Frame of Mind. It's good, nice, appropriate title. And yes, this is Andrew Fetter, When Pigs Fly, and I welcome you all listening here and future listeners, and I thank, of course, BBS Radio for putting me on my show. And I want to wish everybody, because I don't have a show next week, so I want to wish everybody to have a very, very happy Thanksgiving out there. First, I want to have a couple announcements to make before I bring out my special guest. I had scheduled Johnny Ten Rivers and Ben Yosef on December 5th, and apparently he was going to discuss a court about the stolen skull of Geronimo. But unfortunately, Jimmy Ten Rivers sent me a correspondence via Ben Yosef that due to his predicament, he feels that if he comes out too publicly, in exposing himself too much publicly, he had concern for his own personal situation. And based upon that, he wants to hold back for right now, tentatively, which I can understand, you know, because of who these people who did steal the skull were, you know, the Skull and Bones who took his granddad, Prescott Blush. But do check that out, by the way, about what happened with the skull of Geronimo and how it was apprehended, and do make your measure about it. And hopefully I will have him on my show. And I got several people lined up, actually. I got one tentatively signed up. We're trying to set a date. In fact, I just got her book. Her name is Sonia Barrett. She wrote the book, The Holographic Canvas, which is a fascinating book about talking with spirituality and quantum physics, which is one of my endeavors. And hopefully we'll set that up. She also is another host on BBS Radio. So you should check her out. And everybody, of course, tomorrow, to reiterate, I will be having another book signing event. I will be having it on, of course, now that's November 22nd. I'll be having it from 1 to 5 at Barnes & Noble at Crossroads Commons, which is across from Boca, at 8915 West Charleston. And that's, of course, in Sooner Summerlin. That's here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you're out here tomorrow, please do come down, say hello, and shoot your spiel. Love meeting new people, and especially listeners. I will be also having a signing event on the other side of town on December 5th at the B. Dalton Bookstore at the Gallery Mall, which is at 1300 Sunset in Henderson. And, of course, this is for my newly released book, The Heretic. And do feel free to check my website for The Heretic at andrewtheheretic.com. How appropriate. Some people do call me The Heretic. While you're at it, I want to also mention, a very special friend of mine who, has given me the opportunity to blog on a link blog on andrew.myufl.com. It was down for a short period of time, and his as well, and he has re-updated it, and I do want to thank him for, re-updating my blog site as well as his, and do check out his blog site. I mean, you guys, it's a fascinating, I'm sure you heard him on my past show a long time ago. If you're into UFOs, paranormal, he even has some very unusual tapes, and he keeps a log that people constantly update, sending him information of sightings. So it's very fascinating. And it's very different from the standard. He's like a true blogger with a young flair to that phenomena. And also do check out my past shows relating to free energy and, as that's coming in, and other shows, out-of-body regression, thoughts or things, or past archives, or even Kabbalah, or anything you want. And do contact me if you have any questions, comments, feelings, thoughts, dismay, to flyingpigs@artlover.com. Or you can always contact me at MySpace /Andrew Fetter. And again, do feel free to contact me, and even if you've got ideas and stuff, or even guests, or you want to become a guest, I'm always open. Send me your info or questions, comments, like I said. Now, speaking of past shows, I've had this special guest, Carrie Fezza, on my show twice. Now, let me tell you about her, and if you haven't heard her from the past, she is a licensed professional intuitive who specializes in astrology and tarot readings. And she's, of course, been practicing this for well over 12 years. And for 6 years has served on the board of directors for the Astrological Society of Princeton. Now, speaking of past shows, do check out the past show in February of this year where she discussed Valentine's Day. But in October is a real fascinating month because that's when she presented the astrological aspects of the candidates. And, of course, if you listen to it, she spoke about how Barack Obama, and Fred Thompson were had the best astrological aspects to be a president. And what was really will blow you away is how she's discussed how John Edwards would basically lie through his teeth about everything just to make you, you know, tell you whatever you want to hear. And more surprisingly, that he had inclinations possibly having an affair. And lo and behold, we found out John Edwards had an affair. And so in due course, I want to welcome Carrie Fezza back on my show. Carrie, are you still around?
Yes, I am. And thank you for having me on your show, Andy. I just want to add to that, when I was on your program in October, it was October of 07, if they're looking for me in your archives, because that was a while back. It wasn't last month. It was a year ago.
Yeah, right. It was go back a year ago. Sorry.
Yeah, but Thompson was still in the, you know, a name in the news.
Yeah, and actually McCain had dropped out. That's why we never discussed him, because at the time his candidacy was bankrupt. But, you know, I want to because a lot of guests will probably, you know, they want to know who you are, basically. And can you give us a brief of, like, maybe of who Carrie Fezza is and what you're, you know, tell us about yourself?
Well, you did a pretty good job with your intro. Basically, I work out of Las Vegas, but I do readings all over the world. Your guests are able to contact me at a toll-free number anywhere in the world that accepts 1-800 numbers, and my number is 1-866-395-1340. They can also email me at Carrie, which is K-E-R-R-Y, at ZodiacBuzz.com, and ZodiacBuzz.com, ZodiacBuzz, is my website. So all my information's on there, how to contact me, what I charge, what I do, for details. And I'm also on MySpace. You're one of my top friends. It's myspace.com/KFezza. And that's pretty much it. One of the reasons I thank you for having me on your show is because I ventured out working on my own now. I was previously affiliated with the Psychic Eye, but I am now working from home doing phone reading. So I appreciate this opportunity to reach your guests.
Oh, no problem. And you know what, Carrie, lately, everybody, of course, especially through the political dynamics of recent, everybody's, you know, talking about change. And, of course, I had a past show that went into some political and spiritual change. And, of course, I'm going to have another show next time about religious change. But that's I'll talk about that then. But, you know, and now in the astrological aspects, I'm sure people out there, they're looking at their pockets, but they're also looking at themselves personally. Would it possibly that you elaborate on maybe go down the, you know, like I'm an Aries. What are the changes happening for an Aries and what's happening for, you know, down the line for someone who's a Taurus or a Gemini and so on and so? What do you see? Because it seems like everything's changing. Of course, change is always good, I think. Change means growth. And if you don't change, it means you basically decay. That's part of life. So you had elaborated with me, trying to swallow this coffee at the same time, about the changes that we're facing right now and how will they affect us, like, on a more of a personal level, you know, basically down the line of, let's go down the line of the zodiac.
I'll be more than happy to do that. And that's the beauty of astrology. You feel change, things are happening around you, and people are going, what the heck is going on? Of course, change being the key buzzword in the election and how Obama got elected. There's a lot of parallels with him and Kennedy in the 1960s, and the beauty of astrology is that it almost gives a scientific explanation because there's actual planetary aspects that, you know, play out that are actually happening. That's why we're feeling it, and I'll be absolutely happy to go through the signs. Let me just tell you what a couple of things are that's most significant. Right now, the planet Saturn is opposite the planet of Uranus, and we had this same configuration in opposite signs over 40 years ago during the 60s, right after Kennedy was elected. The other major significant change is Pluto going into Capricorn after 14 years of being in the sign of Sagittarius. It dipped into Capricorn for a couple of months last winter at the end of January, but now we're feeling the final push as it leaves Sagittarius and moves into Capricorn for good next week on the 26th. And, yes, we're all feeling that very profoundly.
So where the change has started, and it's just basically everything is, you know, like in a major, like almost a metal to the foot to the metal, as they say, metal to the pedal. But what is it happening per each zodiac sign? With, you know,
well,
if you were going down the Aries and, like I said, Gemini, or and go down the line of, you know, each, like I said, I'm an Aries. So what's happening with an Aries, for example?
Well, Aries always wants to go first, but Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. I'm an Aries also. And what you and I can expect is big change. Pluto rules transformation. It was discovered around the time of nuclear energy, and it has that kind of power. Big endings, big new beginnings. The key word for Pluto is transformation. Symbols that are often associated with it are the butterfly coming out of the
cocoon. Do I need a committee now?
No. Pluto is big transformation for us.
Well, I mean, Obama has a committee. I might as well get one then.
Well, he's a Leo. He's got actually a bigger ego than we do. But we're due for big change around the career. And sometimes with Pluto, change comes in the form of crisis. If you feel change is near, you know, act upon it, do it. For Aries, it's around the career and the public image. So this could be more fame and fortune for you. But it's definitely time to go in a different direction. It's keywords for power for Pluto are power, control, and transformation. For Tauruses, which is the next sign following Aries, I'll just run through them like that, they can expect big changes around law or legal issues, travel, foreign people, foreign places, foreign things, higher education, philosophy, higher learning, and also publishing. There might be some disputes with the in-laws because that Pluto will be entering into that realm. But that's basically what I can think of for Tauruses. We go to Gemini. Gemini is going to be going through huge personal transformation around their joint finances. Actually, any endeavor that's shared with another person, from sex to money. Now, another key word for Pluto is passion. So their love lives could heat up intensely. There's passion around money and finances, inheritances, estates, stocks, investments, that type of thing. Any kind of shared endeavor.
So is it like is that more just a change or a positive or just a change?
Well, like I said, Pluto energy is associated with nuclear energy. So it tends to come in and annihilate and rebuild out of the ashes. So every set of circumstances I'm listing for each sign, you can expect a complete and total change. It can be very much endings of one thing and new beginnings. For me and you, it was ending around one aspect of our career, and now we're beginning new chapters in our careers.
And then, okay, and after Gemini, was it Leo?
No, it's Cancer.
Cancer
is going to be going through one of the most profound changes as Pluto is entering their partnership sign. So So this could be the death of one long-term relationship, because death, unfortunately, is another key word for Pluto, but it's not death as in total and final death. It's death in terms of rebirth and new beginning. So it could be a rebirth around a long-term relationship, the end of a long-term relationship or partnership, business or personal, and the beginning of something new. If Cancer has not been in a long-term relationship for a while, this could definitely bring someone new into their life, but the people they will be attracting to them will be much more intense. Pluto gives out very intense energy. So, Cancers will be having some new company to keep for sure. Now, for Leo...
So my ex-girlfriend won't bother me anymore.
Well, Pluto could be your stalker, but you're not a Cancer, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, that's good. Okay, what about, I guess Leo's. God, I can't believe I must have subliminally and he wanted to skip Cancer then. What about Leo's?
Leo's are going through big changes around work and health, so it's really important that Leo sit up, pay attention, and start taking care of their health. It's an excellent time for them to start an exercise program or regimen or do something major and drastic around their health. Pluto's going to be in Capricorn for 15 years, so this kind of change or transformation doesn't have to take place overnight. It's a subtle but profound energy that'll take place over a 15-year period. So for Leos, there could also be changes around the work environment. And again, Pluto is power. They might have more power, or there could be power and control issues.
What about Virgos?
What's that?
Wait, did I skip on Leo and then Virgo, right?
Yeah, Virgo. Virgo is going through intense, passionate transformation around romance. So this is a really hot time for Virgos. And Virgos are going through a lot of stuff. Poor Virgos, Pisces, Sagittarius, and Geminis have really been getting beat up these last few years. So they'll be glad to see Pluto move on into Capricorn, because it's going to be heavily romantic. It can also be big changes and transformation for their children, maybe children leaving home and going off to college, or if somebody's always wanted to have a baby or desire, another key word for Pluto, this would be the time to try and get pregnant or start a family. It can also be an intense desire to do something more creative or in the realm of entertainment. So, a lot for Virgos to look forward to with Pluto into Capricorn. Liven up their love life a little bit. Now, the next sign is Libra. And Libras have Pluto hitting them on the very bottom of their chart. Very intense personal changes. It could be literal changes around the home, the family, or real estate. But on a very private level, it could be dredging up stuff from the past, even past lives, as things that were buried deep within the subconscious maybe are coming to the fore and have to be dealt with. So some really intense, personal, very private, another keyword for Pluto, transformation for Libras. But it has to do with the self.
Wow. And what about, I guess, was it after that? Scorpios.
Okay, well, Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. Pluto is now the modern ruler of Scorpio. So Scorpios are very comfortable and familiar with Pluto energy. They're naturally intense. But where it falls, where the Pluto transit falls in their chart moving into Capricorn, is going to be really intense activities around family, like aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters. Anybody close to them, like people in their neighborhood, people they communicate with every day, smaller education, smaller learning tasks, night school, that type of thing. It's a good time to embark upon a class or a course or something that involves great scrutiny. Pluto also rules, when you see it in the third house, the third house, which is where Scorpios will be experiencing this, has to do with transportation and communication. So communications will become very intense, maybe heated. It's important that we don't overexert power or control if we're a Scorpio. And there might be issues with the vehicle. Pluto, with its intensity, they might want to purchase a vehicle that's somewhat fuel efficient or deals well, something that is on the line of plutonic energy. if that's even possible nowadays.
Well, a radioactive car.
You never know.
Well, unless we go to, we use the what was it, fusion car that they had in Back to the Future, which took garbage and you'd have instant energy. But
well, yeah, maybe high-powered vehicles.
Yeah. Or
vehicles.
Yeah.
The desire for that, the desire to communicate, the desire to
write. But you said something
write.
About, they have, Scorpios have a thing for, this is a change for education or something you're saying?
Yeah, where Sagittarius rules higher education, the sector that is Pluto's moving into for Scorpios has to do with lower education, like night school, classes, desire maybe to learn or to write, it might just even be a more intense desire to read, but you'd probably be wanting to read detective novels or true crime stories. Scorpios are always very discerning and intuitive, but there's going to be even bigger desire to learn more about the people that are closest to them in their immediate environment.
That's fascinating. And and what about Sagittarians?
Sagittarians will be experiencing Pluto. Well, they're going to be glad to see Pluto leave because it's been in their own sign for 14, 15 years. So they're not the same people they were back then. They're completing their personal transformation, and it's moving into their personal financial sector. So they really need to watch their money and their spending and make wise investments because that's where the change or the transition is going to take place over the next 15 years. It can also have to do with their personal value system. They might be reevaluating their morals or what's important to them. So it's personal, definitely personal.
And what about, Capricorns.
Well, ding, ding, Pluto's going into Capricorn, so nobody's feeling this more intensely than Capricorns because when Pluto comes to you, it's intense. So Capricorns can be feeling a lot more intense. They might have be feeling more powerful. It can be positive in that sense if you needed to be feeling more power, owning your own power, getting your power back. Pluto in your own sign can do that. Having more control over your life, yourself, your physical body, it's a great time for a personal physical transformation, such as drastic weight loss. But again, it's going to take place over a 15-year period, so it's time to start something now that can have long-term results as well as immediate results, but deep personal transformation.
Wow.
And then you might be feeling a lot more passionate, too, so their partners should look out.
Wow. So they sound like they're getting the brunt of change. And what about Aquarius?
Aquarians. Aquarians, yes, Aquarians. Aquarians are kind of going through Pluto. They will be on a subconscious level as Pluto enters their 12th house. It, again, kind of similar to what Libras might be going through in that it can be dredging stuff up from the past or the past life. It's a lot of stirrings within the unconscious. So it could be much more vivid dreams, powerful dreams. The 12th house also rules hidden enemies, so there might be powerful people behind the scenes that might have some jealousy issues with an Aquarian. Or, on a positive note, they could become the power behind the throne. So
wow.
It would be good to have an Aquarian in your corner if you wanted somebody behind you. What sign is Barack Obama's wife? Do we know?
I don't remember what she is.
Is able to do very well in a supporting role over the next 15 years.
Huh. Well, I know Hillary's not an Aquarian.
No, Hillary's a Scorpio, so she's going through some intense changes around, you know, again, communication and transportation.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see how she represents herself over the next 15 years.
Yeah, and she's going to be probably Secretary of State, so that should be pretty interesting, too, with all the things that are happening around the world at once.
Power and control.
Yeah, well,
she's very comfortable with that energy.
Yeah, well, she will be, I guess, in the forefront with that stuff. What about Pisces?
Yes, Pisces, our last and final sign. Pisces are part of the Uranus-Saturn opposition that's going on now, too. So it's never a dull moment for Pisces, but they seem to take it in stride. Pluto for them going into Capricorn is big changes around friendships. Could be the end of old friendships and the beginning of new, much more intense friendships, friends with more powerful people. There could be control issues around friendships. It can, and this is also true for groups, anybody they affiliate with, can be a lot more passionate, friends with benefits. Just big changes around the house of friendships and groups, but also it's the house of hopes and wishes, so it's time for them to reevaluate their manifestation list and get their goals in line because they have the power of Pluto behind them now to really manifest and accomplish things over the next 15 years.
Wow.
And that's basically a thumbnail sketch of what people can expect on what their sign is, but that's enough. You know, it's going to be a lot to deal with, but we always have to deal with it somewhere. That's just the shift in the cycles is why people are feeling things so profound, and I think it's a great metaphor that we have a new government that represents change. So what better time than now?
Yeah. It better be, I guess that's what liberal means, to open themselves to change as opposed to conservative. But anyway, that's a whole other story. My other thing is, I know, and people have that anxiety of, understandably, with the financial situation, with the economy right now is drastically in poor shape as it is, and it's not just in the U.S., but worldwide, and about employment and basically finances, and one, let's just call it how it is, and it seems like, is this, and since we're going through these changes, what are we going through, serious economic changes for the positive,
well,
or what?
Pluto into Capricorn. In my mind, Capricorn rules corporate America. You know, I live in Las Vegas. There's a Starbucks. There's two Starbucks in one parking lot by my house. There's a Target on every corner, a Home Depot on every corner, and we're starting to see these companies close doors, big companies close doors. Corporate America's falling down because Pluto is coming to Capricorn. The annihilation of corporate America, it will rebuild something out of the ashes. But I've been telling my husband for 2 years, get out of the stock market. Pluto's going into Capricorn. Capricorn rules big money, old money, as opposed to the new
release. So if it's going old money, does that mean like the bank, because it seems like their centralizing of banks is becoming, that was the old money.
Yeah, Pluto rules death in the form of transformation. So it comes in and annihilates the old way and rebuilds something totally new. So 15 years from now, we'll be looking at things much, much differently. And the year 2002 is going to be, 2022 is going to be a key year as Pluto is finishing up its journey through Capricorn, because that's when it comes back to its natal placement in the USA chart. It's where we're having, the USA is having its Pluto return. And in our USA chart, not only is Pluto entering Capricorn, which rules money and high finance, and if you look at the birth chart for the USA, and for those of you in the know, I use the Gemini rising chart, Pluto is entering our eighth house, our eighth house of joint resources, the money we get through and from other countries, the money we share, and about it from 1913 to 1939, Pluto was in the opposite sign of Cancer, and within that time period was the Great Depression. So you're absolutely right in that we are going into some tough economic times. And you'll see that with people that you know, that everybody's kind of cutting back, scaling back, getting away from all that excess that was so popular in the 80s and the 90s.
And how long do you think this economic tightening effect is going to be beholden upon us?
For the next 15 years.
Wow, that long?
A large chunk of that. Good 10 years, yep.
Because you don't see a transformation even by next year?
Well, we're going to be going through multiple transformations. That's going to encompass one big transformation. But it's a slow, Pluto's energy moves rather slowly, but it's profound. It's intense. You're feeling it already with the economy, and it hasn't even really entered Capricorn except for a few months last winter.
If we're going through these planetary shifts, like what you're talking about, how about what's happening with, you know, as far as our energy needs, are we going to, because that seems the biggest transformation. People are looking toward, like, the so-called green energy, utilizing solar energy or wind energy, or even still going to some product of natural energy. Is that where, how is that, do you see that part of the transformation within your charts?
That's hard to say. I would say with Pluto, Pluto would be nuclear energy, so I don't know, we might see a return to that.
Well, nuclear can be also, instead of using fusion, I hope I don't get them backwards, because one throws out radiation and one pulls it in. It's like, I think it's fusion, I always get them backwards. It's the energy that the it's when you push molecules together, which releases energy. And when you do that, then instead of splitting the atom, then it releases radiation. If you pull the atoms together, then you're using, it doesn't have any negative energy. It's only positive energy. And that's why I put that out, Back to the Future, which we have, that would be like endless supply, free energy, basically. And that's what I was wondering about, because you were talking about nuclear can also be, what you're talking about is free energy, because there's the Tesla free energy. So I was just curious if we go back, because you said we'll go back to the old, what we did know, and people are resurfacing Tesla's old stuff, if that's going to affect our future and our energy needs, you know, astrologically, if that's what part of the transformation, and maybe taking down our old economic ways of doing things. Because if we had free energy, that would totally, I mean, drastically change our economics. Some things would go drastically down, and but in the long run and immediate short run, there's going to be, you know, for more of the positive. Do you see any, and you said that's, but you see it like Pluto being part of the energy thing. Do you see something
in that? Well, it definitely could. It definitely could. Pluto is, energy is a key word for Pluto, but it's very strong, intense energy.
I mean, but it's funny that you said that, because like I was saying, like, I'm not going to get quantum, because I don't know, you know, quantum about much, because as much as I know about quantum physics, but it's like the electromagnetic energy, and they're discovering the energy, they're utilizing that, and they're finding thoughts have energy, which is part of nuclear, you know, what you're talking about. It seems like, and they're discovering more and more and more aspects that we could use, more stuff that we can actually use, and I wonder if that's part of that.
Well, it certainly would be a good planet for that. Whatever we do, whatever happens with Pluto is going to be related to economics, because it's in the sign of Capricorn. So whatever can save us money, Capricorn tends to be a frugal sign, so whoever we can save money and harness the most energy for the least amount of money, and that can go to processing our own oil within North America, that works perfect with that. Pluto also rules the underground, so anything we can get that's literally subterranean.
Well, that's funny you say, because they're also thinking about, well, the transform from, and this is T. Boone's idea, whatever his name, T. Boone Pickens, he was saying, it's funny you said that, because they're talking about the transform, what they want to transform is try to get all vehicles onto electrical cars, and going into straight to wind power, solar, and all that. And then for the heavy vehicles, because you can't use the trucks to move, there's electric, you can't have electric motor move thousands of pounds of, you know, but the, I mean, there's, it'd be really difficult. But they have natural gas, using natural gas could be used instead of diesel engines, and we have plethora of natural gas, you know, of course that's always a limited thing. And it's funny that you said that underground, because that's what they're talking about, transferring from diesel to natural gas as for to trucks, which is sort of funny that you said that.
Well, those are all key words for Pluto, so that's definitely possible. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, which tends to slow things down. So working with electric cars, that kind of makes sense too, because things would move slower. We've been a very high paced, fast society, doing things on the go with a lot of excess over the last 20, 30 years. And we might just, like you said, go back to a simpler time, because Capricorn is a sign of tradition. and old school. It's just old school all the way around. So we might have to go back to the way things were 50 years ago on a certain level, and also just to make us appreciate what we have now.
It's interesting, because I remember 50 years ago, that's 50 years ago when they had the electric cars in Los Angeles. No, it was more than that. Yeah,
I just use it as a time frame.
Yeah, I know. But it's funny that you said that. They were using a lot of electric cars back in the heyday before the 50s, you know, highway system started going. I know in Los Angeles they had electric cars back in the, up through the 40s. But yeah, it's funny that maybe we're going back to what we had in the past, which is sort of funny, or even back to, like, you even further, that stuff that was discovered by Nikola Tesla, who, you know, if everybody reads about him, knows that he used AC energy and, you know, fluorescence and remote controls and all the stuff. He was way ahead. I mean, all the stuff that he developed, and we didn't even start tapping on a lot of the stuff that he already discovered. But what about the, since we're going through that Pluto change, when we talk about Pluto, now, I don't know if I don't think I can ask you, but now I'm going to ask you. I don't know, because now it just popped in my mind about it. And you're talking about Pluto being the nuclear thing. What about nuclear proliferation around the world, especially with Iran?
That's your area of expertise. Anything connected with Pluto, nuclear energy works well with Pluto. You just want to look at it within the context of it being in Capricorn, which is scaling down, drawing back. I was looking at it more from a financial perspective, but it's interesting you bring in all these elements of, you know, resources, because Capricorn is an earth sign. So going to the earth, through the earth, of the earth, resources we can get from that, Pluto definitely works with any kind of nuclear energy related to that. And what we might look at with Pluto's transit through Capricorn, we can learn from history going back to 1914 to 1939 when it was in the opposite sign of Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the same parallel, if you will. So we might learn from some of the events that took place during that
time. Well, 1914 was basically when literally the United States became a superpower. Is actually because of World War II. World War One. That's the start of World War One, which then brought in the League of Nations, which was set up by, helped by, which I don't want to get in history, but Council of Foreign Affairs, which was the preempt of the United Nations after World War II. But it was a very major start of many things. It was 1914, was also where Hitler, you know, everybody, when he, you know, what happened with the war, became, it kept on creating effects down the line of between Germany, Europe, United States. There was major transformations, and specifically with the United States, because that's when literally the United States became a major player. Up till then, it was really the British, and with minor, maybe French and some German, but it was mainly, you know, the British Empire. We became on the scope right after World War One, literally, and that was fascinating. They said, "Were there other dates that you can portray that, like, you know, that you can elaborate on?" You know, let me ask you, you know what? You had spoken about 1960 and compared today. How's, like, is there the same phenomena that we're going through now as to, let's say, 1960?
Well, within the 60s, this brings us over to the Saturn-Uranus opposition. In the mid-1960s, from about March of 1965 to April of 67, you had the planet Uranus in Virgo opposite Saturn in Pisces. Now, from about October of this year to July 2010, you have the opposite dynamic. You have Uranus in Pisces opposite Saturn in Virgo. And I thought there was some interesting parallels there, where, you know, a lot of people have compared Obama to Kennedy. And my mom, I wasn't born back then, but my mom really remembers, she said when Kennedy was elected, they never thought a Catholic would be president. So to have an African-American become president, there's a lot of parallels there. Plus, you know, there's just the promise and the specter of the youth and giving them more power and him representing the younger element and the change. That's the really cool comparison. And then when you work in the planetary energy of the Saturn-Uranus opposition again, and all the huge changes, you know, which is an understatement, that we went through in the 60s, like the social, cultural, and sexual revolution, we might be experiencing those events again, but like right now. So we might be going into a radical time period. We're definitely fighting another useless war that nobody seems to know how to get out of. So that was just my kind of comparison, and it plays out. I always look for a planetary explanation, and boom, it's right there.
Wow. So, like, there's definitely a parallel between where we are right now as to, the, like, the, as they say, there's, like, almost a pendulum swing. You know, some people say, and politically, it swung to the left or swung to the right, whatever. And it's funny that you just brought up a comparison. I remember, because I was there. I was a little kid then. I mean, really, really young. But I do remember. I mean, I was only 4 or 5 years old, but I still, because my dad was very tight with, you know, he was definitely a Kennedy Democrat, and he was friends of Pierre Salinger. Opposite of my mom. My mom was a Republican, by the way. But it was, you know, so it was always, you know, we were, like, ingrained with a lot of that stuff because my dad was very fascinated with the stuff. So, but seeing how the youth of that time, because I grew up within the 60s, and I remember growing up through the hippie era and the Fowler children and, you know, the Beatle movement, which all that stuff culminated. And it seems sort of funny that you said that, because it seems like it was the youth that helped bring in Kennedy. It was youth that started creating these certain changes, and it was, you know, major cultural changes. And I wonder if it's going to happen not just within the United States. Do you think it's going to be, because back then it was really pretty much a bubble within the United States as far as culturally, and maybe somewhat of Canada. That's our northern state. Just joking. the rest of the world, as to speak, do you see a transformation in parallel to that, too? Because what happened in the United States culturally in the 60s didn't really happen over there. But you know what? I didn't even bring it up.
I think it was pretty prevalent in Europe. It just sort of played out a little differently. You had the Beatles and that sort of British invasion movement, and the mod movement actually started over there, I believe, before it came to California. I've studied the 60s in some detail.
Right.
So it played out a little differently. Our country, I think, had more radical change because of the war, and we're in the same dynamic here with another useless war. Even though there isn't a draft, we seem to got ourselves in a predicament that is hard to get out of, and some people have even insinuated there might be a backdoor draft going on where after your 4 years of service is up, it's hard to get out.
Well, it's funny you said that, because they're actually not implementing a draft, but they're doing, Obama's going to implement a service where it's not compulsory. What they want to do is, if you want to go to college for, I don't know if it's free or something very cheap or give you loans or whatever, they're going to go, we'll give you 4 years of college, but you have to do public service for so many years, like whether it's go to the military or you go to do community service or Peace Corps, which is like what Kennedy had done. Kennedy had created the Peace Corps, so if you didn't want to get drafted, you can always go to the Peace Corps, which some people did in spite. They jumped that Peace Corps before they knew they were going to get drafted. But it's funny that you said that, because that's coming into being. But we didn't really have we had a Cold War back then, and right now, you know, we don't really have any real Cold War, except for with, I think, in a way, it's a Cold War, but it's not really cold, is with Islamic extremists or Islamic countries who are, like, such as Iran, who right now present, like, a Cold War situation in a literal response.
Pluto also rules terrorism, and it was the sign of Sagittarius for the past 14, 15 years, which rules foreign people, places, and cultures, and we saw an escalation of terrorism. Now, as it moves into Capricorn, I think we're going to see an impact that's more financially, but is in response to your question, is it going to affect just us or the world?
Right.
The planets are there for everybody, so it's going to impact the world on some level financially, and the Uranus-Saturn opposition is kind of what you were talking about before. Uranus represents the new age, the unconventional. In literal terms, it could represent the hippie movement, where Saturn, which rules Capricorn, is traditional, the old regime. You know, we have this bipartisan effect in our country with the Republicans and the Democrats and everything. It's the Saturn-Uranus opposition is a really good metaphor for that. So even though we have a new party in power, I think we're still going to see that dynamic for a couple more years.
So do you see a spiritual revolution or evolution with around the world? I mean, as far as people questioning their own, you know, themselves, but also questioning their own religious beliefs or institutions, so to speak, with whether clerics or whether it's, you know, Judea, Christian, Islamic, Hindi.
Well, I think we've already seen that. Sagittarius, the sign that Pluto's leaving, rules spirituality and religion, and I think we've sort of seen that sort of take place over the last 14, 15 years. The old school traditional religions kind of giving way to the new age and the spirituality. Where it becomes most evident is in, I look at things more from a USA perspective, and again, using the USA Gemini chart, the Saturn-Uranus opposition, Saturn and Virgo will hit the USA's natal Neptune around August through October of 2009, Neptune ruling spirituality. Neptune also rules gases, oil, and fuel. So when Saturn comes to Neptune and it opposes Uranus, we could see some real gas and fuel shortages, crises, particularly pertaining to our country, combined with Pluto and Capricorn, that would impact us financially. So we really have to be careful, especially September 2009, crucial month for gas, fuel crisis, but it would impact us on a worldly level. And there could also be more natural disasters involving water, because Neptune represents a water element. But it may be, in the positive light, it could be spiritual transformation, finally letting go of the old guard and bringing in new, more spiritual elements. But back in the day, it used to be a very demarcation, Christian, Catholic, Jewish. Now, as we move towards spirituality, people are embracing philosophies from all different sects and blending them into their own belief system.
Yeah, it's basically getting to what their own belief system as opposed to what's being dictated to them.
Taking a little bit from everything and making it their own. And I think that's very positive for forward change, because it makes us a lot more open-minded.
So then but that's going to cause a rift with a lot of organized religions, because that is their power structure. You know,
I think old religion's going to kind of be dying off. I think, like, our parents' generation, when they pass on, that's probably going to be a big cutoff towards the end of traditional religion. Because I think they're the last generation to really embrace it.
Wow. So,
I think our generation and our children are more spiritually open-minded.
And so what do you think about then? Because a lot of the major conflicts right now is, you know, they're still fighting over whose God is better than my God stuff in the Middle East.
Well, the Middle East is always going to be a hotbed for war and corruption. You know, that's just a very unsettled place on this earth. That's a whole other astrology. It's called astrocartography, where you look at the planets and how they run through certain lines of the earth. It's a lot to get into. Maybe you could do that on another show, but it's always going to be a hotbed for activity. And it's basically Pluto and Capricorn is taking down the old guard over the next 15 years. And then the next couple years with the Saturn-Uranus opposition, you were asking me before, do we see immediate transformation? We're going to see some immediate changes play out between now and July 2010 with the Saturn-Uranus opposition, the new guard shaking up the old guard.
2010.
From now until July 2010, yep.
Wow. And now, anybody out there, if you missed any of this, because I did post, get your little pencils and paper out, take notes. Don't worry. You can take this up on the archive when it pops up. This usually comes within a day or two or three, you know, hopefully by next week it'll be up in the archive. So if you missed anything, I got one little question. Hopefully we'll have time for it. and I know time's starting to run down the line. What is your, in, when you speak of the astral chart and changes, how about with extraterrestrials and UFOs?
I don't know if I'd go out and make that prediction. I'm totally open-minded with that, but I haven't studied the correlation between the actual planets, even though it sounds kind of ironic, and extraterrestrial activity. Again, down with the old guard, old belief systems, things might be brought to our attention that we've tried to deny before. Now we won't be able to deny it. A lot of things are going to be coming to light. Pluto comes from the underground, and it brings things to light. So that's a possibility. And then Uranus opposite Saturn, Uranus being New Age, UFOs, anything unconventional, it could pop up too. And the eclipse cycle that's going on now, we're in the middle of a two-year eclipse cycle involving the signs of Leo and Aquarius, also brings hidden things to light. And Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. So look for big things maybe to pop up in February and next August. And last August, hidden things that came to light, John Edwards' love child. I don't know.
I know we've come to a real close, and we've got a couple of minutes left. Can you reiterate your contact and how people can contact you to get a reading and a chart as well, and tell them how they can contact you?
Oh, absolutely, and I thank you again for having me on your show and this opportunity to share.
Oh, it's a great honor to have you as well.
Okay, great. My toll-free number worldwide is 1-866-395-1340. That's 866-395-1340. You can contact me with any questions to Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, at ZodiacBuzz.com, ZodiacBuzz.com, and that's also the name of my website. So please go on there and fool around. There's lots of information on there. I'm linked up with some other really cool sites, including Andrew's, When Pigs Fly. You can also reach me on MySpace. MySpace.com/KFezza, F-E-Z-Z-A.
Well, thank you for coming on my show, Kerry. And I know I'll probably definitely have you again to find out what the planets unfold in the next change, and next
but
year.
But change is good.
Yeah, that's what I always say. A part of life is change. If you don't change, that's actually natural for life, People got to learn that. But everybody, I want to thank you all for listening to my show. And again, I thank Kerry for coming on my show. And do contact her if you have any questions or also want to get a reading, chart, find out what's going on in your personal lives. And also give me a holler and do come out. Check me out tomorrow, like I said, at my book signing event out on Charleston. I'll be there again. From 1 to 5, and it's actually across the street from the Boca Mall, and it's at the Crossroads Commons, actually, and it's 8915 West Charleston. And everyone, have a glorious day and a great, great, great weekend. God bless you all, and thank you. Bye-bye.